Welcome to the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple.
We are so grateful you're here with us today. Let's dive in.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Creative Rise podcast. This is going to be a super fun episode because we are going to be sharing some massive, massive wins with you guys from the Creative Rise community from this last round of the mastermind.
And we're going to give you the grand total.
The grand total of what everybody made in 6 weeks, 31 businesses in 6 weeks, what they were able to accomplish, what they were able to create, cash collected, revenue. It's really exciting.
It's so cool.
This round was phenomenal.
I feel like it was just they're all so phenomenal. Good.
This round was just so full of great people.
The energy was always like so high. Yeah. People were so encouraging. It was awesome. And one of the things about this round is that they did some unique, cool things to land deals, but then also their offers were also kind of unique and cool. And so we wanted to spend this episode not only telling you the total, but then also rolling through what did these people do to make this massive number? What were some of those offers they had? And then how did they land some of these big deals, whether they were one-off or retainer? And I feel like some of those are just fun to listen to because if you're sitting in the creative space and you're making money a certain way, it's always really cool to hear how someone else is making money. And it gives you ideas of like, oh, I could offer that service, or I could tweak my service to add this in, or I can do all these different things in order to create more and more revenue, which we are stoked about here at Creative Rise.
Cool. So why don't we just announce the total?
Okay, drum roll, please.
So drum roll, we always do this. If you're new to the show and you're like, what's this total? What are you guys talking about? So every single round of the Creative Rise Mastermind, we take between 30 to 35-ish businesses, and we run them through our six-week Creative Rise Mastermind, which gives them the foundation in order to build their own six-figure business. Now, every time we've done this, we have tracked how much money the group has made inside of the 6 weeks, how many deals they have landed inside of the 6 weeks, the money, the cash collected they've gotten. And then we announce the total on the podcast at the end of the 6 weeks. And it's always a super exciting thing because the number is staggering. It always blows your mind. And a lot of people think creatives are broke. Yep. And they always go, well, creatives don't make much money. And not the creatives we hang around because they're making a lot of money. So because the 6 week mastermind is so focused on your business, it's focused on building business systems, building sales systems, offer systems, marketing systems, brand systems, scaling systems, all those things. It's really cool to see actually what people come into the mastermind doing, and then we track all the revenue, and then it's really cool to see what it actually ends up at the end of the mastermind. So quick little drum roll. Round 11 of the Creative Rise Mastermind, 31 businesses in 6 weeks, cash collected. Here's the number right here, $337,804.20, which is so crazy. I'm just going to do the math
so
real
wild.
Quick too. We had 31 businesses. Now, it obviously doesn't break down this way because some people made more, some people made less, but if we were to take $337,804.20. If we were to break that down, just cut it evenly between all 31 grads, that would be $10,896.90 per person in the mastermind in 6 weeks. And you break that down by six, that's $1,800 a week. So again, obviously it will never break down that evenly, but that is incredible.
That's exciting.
Super,
that's
super exciting. Cool. So this round had some incredible wins. We are going to share some of those wins on this podcast. Now, these are not the biggest wins, nor are they the best wins, nor are they, all the wins by any means. I have a whole folder on my phone screenshotted with all the wins. There's like 100-something of them. These are just some that we thought have some really good application, some really good teaching application behind them that we want to share what these wins are. And then we're going to talk a little bit about that person and their business and one of the things that they might have done in order to get that win and then how you can learn from that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's dive into it.
Crack a win. All right, here we go. So first things first, I still can't believe that $337,000 in 6 weeks, guys. That is a lot of money. That's so cool. So first win comes from Taylor Caruso. Here's exactly what her actual little text to our group says. Hey, win. So she rung the bell, which is a little bell emoji. Win. I just moved to North Carolina. I was going to say New York. North Carolina. And so trying to get new clients, and I went around to a few businesses and asked if they're looking for a social media manager.
Literally door to door.
I ended up getting a lot of interest and I landed a boutique shop client and have two other businesses interested. I'm having another chat tomorrow with a potential. I'm super stoked, and I got paid $800 today, which is so cool. And then literally the next day, she puts another thing in the chat. Win, super stoked, just met with my newest client, one of the ones that I pitched yesterday door-to-door. I just signed a Pilates studio on for social media management at $2,000 a month. So describe who Taylor is real quick. Because okay. For a lot of people, this is like, oh, I would never go door-to-door. You must be super experienced.
Yeah, so Taylor is awesome. She's a ton super of fun. Awesome. She's super outgoing, which probably helped when it went door-to-door. But she literally started in the mastermind having no official business started. She literally registered for her business during the mastermind. So it's not like she had been doing this for forever, had all this like confidence built up of like years of working in the industry. She literally just got up and was like, you know what? I need clients. So I'm going to go door to door in my North Carolina town that I just moved to, and I'm going to go and find some clients. And I want to say, Taylor, you are incredible, because most creatives wouldn't do that. No. Most creatives don't actually want it that bad to actually go door-to-door and face-to-face with people. But look at the results of how she did that, right? She went door-to-door and just asked if they were looking for a social media manager. It doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to have like all these papers, all this kind of stuff. It's as simple as going and creating relationships. And people want to work with that they know, like, and trust, right? Mm. That is the people that people want to work with. And so she made herself available and just went door to door, and she landed a $2,000 client literally the next day. Like, that was literally the next day.
Literally the next day.
So cool.
Guys, that's $24,000 a year that she's adding to her business's revenue simply from just having the guts to go into a shop and say, hey, I'm Taylor. Here's what I can do for you. I would love to chat about if this would be a solution for you.
She
literally
landed, I think, two clients from that day and the next day from going door to door, which is so cool. And then the other half of Taylor's business is she's like, you know what? I always see like she, for her own wedding day, she had her own wedding day, hired a professional photographer and a videographer, and she loved all of that. It was amazing. But she's like, you know what some of my favorite content was? The iPhone content that I got. And so she's like, you know what? I should create a business where I literally just do content creation for people's wedding days with an iPhone. Mm-hmm. I just airdrop everything at the end. I create some reels for them. I think that would totally hit in the market. And we were like, we agree. And so that's the other
half. We've been talking about that for like 2 years now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just haven't had someone take it like that seriously. Yeah.
It's literally her whole business of that side of her business in the weddings. And so she launched that. And she's booking weddings. And she just got an inquiry for Italy.
I know. She just.
Italian wedding next year.
I know. This is incredible. She says, I got to scroll back in the chat here.
It's so cool. I'm like, this is what most people's dream is, to shoot in an Italian wedding.
So she's been in business for
6 weeks
in one day, because she literally started the second that the mastermind started. Okay, hey, I need some advice. Talking to a bride who's getting married in 2025 in Italy. She's got a full 4-day itinerary and wants me to send her all my rates. Should I send it in a standard PDF? Should I do this? Should I do that? How can I create an offer that would cover all 4 days for itinerary? What type of rates should I generally look at? And does that include my travel costs? So she's asking the whole group, and we're all giving her feedback. There's like 20 messages of people pumping her up, giving her feedback. I gave her a bunch of feedback on it. But we are so excited for her.
Takeaway for that, if you are in the wedding space, if you're a wedding photographer, wedding videographer, look at adding on iPhone content creation to your packages. You can have it as an upsell. It's a brilliant upsell. You can have your second shooter do it, or you can hire another person to do it, or you can do it if you feel like you're capable. It's a great upsell. Or if you're like, you know what, I'm not good with like a full-on camera, I don't feel confident, but I do want to be in the wedding space, think about starting an iPhone photography business. Seriously, you can be in Italy next year.
Totally.
Apparently, which is 100%. Awesome. So a couple takeaways from Taylor.
The next one we want to highlight is Dagan. Dagan is down in Australia, and he sent us a message inside of our group and said, hey, I in this week, I've already made over $7,800 just this week from closing deals. And then he said, Joey and Christy, I just got off a sales-ish call. I love that he calls it a sales-ish call. My first call that I felt really good after. I felt like I knew how to respond to everything, what questions to ask, and provide value through the entire call. So thank you. Okay, so the thing I want to cover about Dagan, Dagan is killing it. He's an outdoor photographer and filmmaker from Australia. He is literally killing it.
Yeah.
His stuff is so good. The brands are just flocking to him because he's so good at what he does.
Yeah.
And he's really, really getting strong at pitching and at handling these calls. But I want to call out a couple things that he said in this, because when a lot of creatives think about sales calls, we think about how we are going to just sell. The whole call is us selling somebody on working with us, where he put in this message three different things that I think are incredibly crucial in order to do on a sales call in order to be strong at them, which he said he is growing in and he's feeling really confident at. The first thing he said was, I felt really good about how I was responding to everything. So responding to everything means that you have to first ask something, right? The second thing he said was, I also feel like I'm getting good at asking the right questions. So right off the bat, he's already said, I'm getting better at asking questions, which then gives them, you know, an opportunity to answer me. And then I'm getting good at responding. And then he then says, and I'm also feeling really stoked about how I can provide value through the call. So takeaway for this one is sales calls. If you want to get better at sales calls, which you should, because you have to get good at sales calls in order to actually grow your business, it is not just getting on a call and selling. It is mainly asking a good question, having them respond, and then you respond to their response to your question, and then you follow up with value. Yeah. Those three things, if you can learn how to do those, will make you so much more confident on sales calls. And he actually called them, I just got off a sales-ish call. They'll stop feeling like sales calls because they'll more just feel like you're relationally getting to know somebody, you're connecting with somebody, and then you're talking about if it would be a good fit. Yeah. That is the best thing ever, when sales calls no longer feel like sales calls because they don't feel slimy or weird anymore to you, because you're just so confident with it, and it's, you're coming at it from an approach that feels good for you, and you're confident in doing it, right?
And we teach everybody in the mastermind, we have a full module on like the step-by-step how to go through a sales call. And one of the things that I think helps people take control back over a sales call, because we tell people, you're in the driver's seat. Don't let the client take the driver's seat and you're kind of just sitting there being reactive. Be proactive, because if you're solving a problem, you probably have questions. And so you want to make sure you show up to a call with a plan, and you tell the client your plan as you get on the call. So it's not just like, hey, thanks for hopping on with me. So what questions do you have for me of whether or not you want to hire me? That's not how we do it at Creative Rise. We say, hey, hop on the call and go, hey, so glad you're here. I'm really excited to talk about what we could potentially do for you guys to solve this problem. I want to talk you through, hey, what the plan for this call is. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Then we're going to talk about an opportunity. I'm going to get some, you know, answers from you on how we can deliver. And then I'm going to present to you probably what we can do to help solve that problem. And then we can actually lock it in on the call right now if you want. Give people a plan at the beginning of the call and it'll stop getting derailed, which I think is what helps make it not feel like a sales call. So
totally.
That's awesome.
All right. The next recent now grad, someone else who was in round 11 of the Career Rise Mastermind, we want to isolate is Owen. And you're going to be hearing from Owen because we're going to get Owen on the show. We're going to get a ton of these people on the show. But
yes.
Specifically, Owen needs to come on the show because he may or may not have broken the revenue record, the all-time revenue record for people making money in the 6 weeks, which is really, really cool. We're not going to tell you how much money he made. We're going to save that for when he comes on the show.
Yeah.
But it is bonkers, like full-on bonkers. And I'm going to read a couple of his wins. He had constant wins coming in all 6 weeks. But I'm going to read a couple of his wins, and then we're going to dissect what he's been doing really well. But just before I do that, one of the things that's cool about Owen is you might be hearing these wins as I'm saying these and going, wow, like he's got a lot of retainers. You know, he must have been, you know, full business with retainers prior to this. And he actually came into the mastermind because he said, hey, I want to get better at getting retainers because I'm just doing a lot of one-off work. He had a few retainers, but he really, really wanted to dial in his skill set in order to get more retainers. And boy, did he do that. We call him the Retainer King now. He's got so many retainers. So here's a message. I'm going to read a couple of his messages, and then we're going to talk about a couple things that he's done. So Owen says, just locked in a $2,500 test run. That's the first thing you should remember, for what will hopefully become a retainer next month. I called out a main hole in their current marketing efforts on our call yesterday, and they said the problem I called out sparked a ton of brainstorming in their office, which was super cool. That said, it's still not a full retainer yet, just a one-off, so hoping this can go through. Then he's got another one right here, ringing the bell on a $5,500 deal that just came through. It's a 45-second video with two alternative hooks for a company that makes backcountry bathroom kits, okay? We're going to come back to that one as well. Then he has another one, ringing the bell on a $5,000 per month test run. Can you imagine getting a $5,000 per month test run? That's $60,000 a year in a retainer if they stay with you all year. That's incredible, right? Ringing the bell on a $5,000 test run for 4 reels each month. This was actually the client that was pretty pissed at me that we wouldn't give them money back for the last shoot but we crushed that project so much that they came back for more. Crazy. So why don't we park here for 1 second? There's so many. I could read 25 of these messages from Owen, but this one is cool because he says right here, this was actually the client that was not super stoked because if I'm remembering properly, I think what happened was they had given Owen a down payment, decided to get some dates going, and then they messaged him saying, hey, we're actually going to go with somebody else. And he said, well, your deposit isn't refundable You signed that contract. And they were frustrated about it because they wanted to go with a different agency. And they eventually just went, fine, we'll stick with you for this one shoot. And then Owen's team crushed it. Like, Owen crushed the shoot so much that they came back and got on for a $5,000 per month test run to potentially be a retainer. It's $60,000 a year, guys. That's incredible.
So
first things first, how you handle situations when people come to you and say, hey, we want our money back or we don't want to work with you anymore. He handled it with authority, but a ton of empathy and respect.
Yeah.
He respected himself by saying, hey, you signed a contract that locked in the dates. We've already taken these dates off our calendar. Therefore, the deposit, as was said in the contract, is no longer refundable. And he held his ground on that, but he did so empathetically. He wasn't bashing it over their heads. He wasn't being disrespectful. He was very respectful. His communication was very clear.
It was timely, and it was clear.
And then when it came time to do the shoot, he knew, hey, these guys already are a little bit nervous about this. I need to kill this. And he did that, right?
Yep.
So first learning is that how you handle conflict inside of your working relationships is just as important as how you handle like conflict inside of a marriage or something.
Yeah.
It is so crucial that your communication is dialed in. And this is what a lot of creatives struggle with. Let's go back to the other one where he said, hey, doing a $5,500 deal that just came through. It's a 45-second video with two alternative hooks for a company that makes backcountry bathroom kits. There is a word in here that is a special word.
You
talk about it.
Well, okay, alternative hooks. So when we were chatting in the mastermind, we talk a lot about paid advertising and how brands oftentimes survive fully off of paid advertising. And most creatives just pitch like, hey, I'll just give you a bunch of videos, right? And they're all different, which is great for organic social. But if you're wanting to work in the brand space, a great way to almost like upsell yourself, or not even upsell monetarily, but just make yourself look more attractive in the brand field, is to go, hey, I know that when it comes to paid advertising, you want to test things, right? And so you want to give two alternative hooks to the same ending of the video,
at least two, so you can test
in paid advertising to see which one works better, and then you push more money behind one rather than having all these different videos and not having different hooks, right? It's all just like you can't actually really test it. And so Owen pitched, hey, I'll give you alternative hooks for this one video, correct? Or two videos.
This is a different one right now. Okay. Yeah, Owen said it's a 45-second video that he's giving two alternative hooks. So an alternative hook is the first 3 to 5 seconds of a video.
Yeah.
How you position the first 3 to 5 seconds of a video depends on if people are going to watch it or not, right? That will dictate whether people want to watch the rest of the video or not. And so with paid advertising, you just said, it's so crucial that as creatives, we can give these brands multiple starts to these videos so they can test what works best so they can get the best return on their ad spend.
So it's just a smart way to go, hey, look, I know what I'm doing in this field. I can help you do this better. And that is going to give a way better ROI than just giving only one version of the video, which is super cool. So that 100%. Was a great win for Owen and a great way for him to probably sell that deal. And then I also want to touch on the test run thing.
Yeah, totally.
You want to talk about that?
Why don't we read this last? I'm just going to highlight one more win by Owen here. He says, just locked in a $2,500 test run. We're hearing that a lot from him, which will hopefully become a retainer next month. I called out a main hole in their marketing efforts on our call yesterday, and they said the problem actually sparked a ton of engagement and conversation inside of their office, which was super cool. So talk about test run, and then we'll talk about the second piece of this.
So a retainer in some ways feels a little bit like a marriage, right? If someone's committing to do 6 months with you, 9 months with you, a full year, which sometimes we don't recommend starting off with a full year. We recommend starting 3 months or 6 months. But if someone's committing to that to you, that's a big commitment. And usually you don't ask someone to marry you on the first date, which is why test runs are a great option to get your feet wet with a client, to build trust, to then ask for the proposal of a 6 month project with our 6 month commitment with them. So a test run can just look like, hey, you know, maybe it's your core offer and you just, you know, charge full price, but it's like, hey, we're going to run a test run. And if things work really great, we can hop into a retainer and I can make it even more cost effective for you if you sign on for 6 months or whatever it is. Or you can give them a portion of a core offer. You could do one test run. You could do a video for them for free. That could be considered a test run. Anything to work with the client on the front end in order to build that trust to then be able to pitch a retainer style option, which is, in my opinion, the best way to build a brand business, yeah, for sure.
No one gets married before going on a date first, right? It's the same thing with
retainers.
Except
those people on the reality TV shows.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But Owen did a great job of that, running test runs. Yeah. And so many of these exact wins turned into retainers, yep, even during the 6 weeks.
Totally.
Really cool.
So he actually just messaged me this morning saying, hey, I just landed two more retainers off of those, some of those test runs. And it's another $22,500, $22,500 of revenue for his business because of the 3 month retainers that he's kicked off. So
it's amazing.
Huge congrats to Owen. Dude killed it. Great guy. We'll have him on the show to talk about a bunch of different stuff that he's been working on. But another one that we want to highlight here is John Coronado. So, John, we talked about John a couple weeks ago on the podcast, but he went through a process of raising his prices. He is a killer wedding photographer and filmmaking studio based down in Florida. And one of his things in the mastermind that he wanted to combat was looking at his pricing strategy and getting some honest feedback from people on where we all think his prices should be. Mm-hmm. And the overwhelming majority of us said, hey, I think your prices need to go up. Do you want to talk about why?
Yeah.
Actually, let me read the win real quick.
Yeah, read the
win. So, hey, sorry, been a little bit MIA, been traveling a ton for two weddings, but I did manage to secure two new weddings since our last call last week for a total of $14,250. Can you imagine getting a total of $14,250 from two weddings in a week, in 7 days? That's pretty good. That's a good week.
Pretty awesome.
That's a great week.
Pretty good week.
So why don't you talk about a little bit about how that came to be?
Yeah, so we were on our pod strategy call, which is at the beginning of the mastermind. Joey and I hop in with your pod, which is like three businesses in the mastermind, and it's like accountability group. We do a strategy session with them, so it's a little bit more of like private, individualized coaching from Joey and I. And we were looking at John's prices, and he was like, yeah, I feel like I shot so many weddings last year. Like, he's done a million weddings. And he was, when you look at his content, you're like, this is luxurious content.
It's
like,
beautiful.
It's amazing. All of it's so good. You can tell his client experience is amazing. And he was talking about some of his inquiries, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm like landing a lot of inquiries, but then sometimes they like totally drop off, and I'm not sure what's really happening. And we were looking at his pricing, and we're like, whoa, you're way less expensive than we thought you were. I think that you have a syndrome called red flag pricing. And this happens when you have incredible work. You've got maybe a lot of traction happening on Instagram. You're getting a lot of inquiries, but you're not landing as many of the inquiries as maybe you should be. Mm-hmm. But it's not because you're too expensive. It's because you're too inexpensive. So if someone looks luxurious and then someone reaches out to them for their wedding, and the prices are way lower than they're anticipating or lower than everybody else that they're comparing you to, they're going to go, what's wrong with this person?
What am I missing out on?
Because it's so much less expensive. So we were like, hey, John, you got to bump those prices up. Everybody agrees. Let's do it. And so he was nervous, but he's like, okay, I'll do it. So he literally raised his prices the next day and ended up landing.
Immediately.
Yeah. Two weddings at his new pricing, which was so cool. And I love seeing that, because if you're in the wedding space and you are undercharging and you're like kind of losing out on some inquiries, it might actually, you might be thinking, oh no, I need to lower my prices because I'm not converting as many people. But sometimes it's red flag pricing syndrome. We did a whole episode on that a few episodes ago. You can check that out. But sometimes it's a matter of actually raising your prices, which was really cool in John's case that was the case. And it was
super cool
landing him deals, and he was crushing it.
We're super proud of you, John, if you listen to the show. Killing it. We're going to cover two more.
Yeah.
The last one, the second last one that we want to cover is Avery. Avery is a outdoor lifestyle brand photographer and filmmaker from Northern California, and she's killing it. And she's got a tourism client that she was working for too cheap. She was just doing a lot of work for very little, which is a lot of us, right? It's hard to figure out, especially if it's a client you've been working with for a couple of years. And she's been working with this client for a couple of years, which is the testament to how good her work is and how good her relationship skills are in business, which is a beautiful thing. But she said, hey, I would like to get this price up. What do you think I should do? So we chatted with her about what she should do. But what I want to highlight that she did, because she went from under $1,000 per shoot to she's now at $2,500 per month for the shoot in a retainer for the next 3 months. She just sent this message. She said, I'm ringing the bell. $1,000 for an event coverage this weekend, and then also $2,500 per month for the next 3 months with this tourism client, which we were jazzed on because she's really trying to work on how to dial this one in. And the thing that she did really well was she had the conversation. So similar to how we talked about, Taylor was willing to go into businesses and simply pitch herself. One of the hardest things to do as well is also going to clients of yours that are already clients or past clients of yours and re-pitching them on something new, but specifically when it does not have the same style of price tag. That is a difficult and nerve-wracking thing to do because we don't want them to laugh in our faces. We don't want them to turn us down. So what Avery did really well was she had good conversations with us and the rest of the people in the mastermind about how she could structure her new value, structure what a really, really attractive offer for this tourism company, and then what the price should be. And then she got a lot of support in how she was going to show up on those calls confident and have those meetings so that she could own and respect her worth for what this project was going to be. And they met that and they went, great, this is awesome. Let's do it. Let's do it for $2,500. So that is the difference between making $7,500 in 3 months off this one client or making under $3,000. So it is way more than double what she has been able to accomplish because she was willing to have a difficult conversation, but she intentionally prepped on how to have that conversation. Yeah. And the conversation went really well. So we're super proud of Avery. And then the last one that we want to talk about is another person who we would call the retainer queen. She's been killing it. Ashley has been crushing it with retainers. She just dropped in the chat, hey, celebrating a $3,000 project for a month of launch strategy and then content planning for a new client. And then I just brought on another new social media management client at $1,800, which is super exciting. Also, they are a client who's hoping for regular brand sessions in the near future. So right there, that's $4,800 worth of value. And then she's saying there's also more value down the road. And the $3,000 thing is a retainer, and that's going to get her on a monthly. So same with the $1,800. So Ashley sent countless of these messages. She actually started in week one of the mastermind. She kind of merged her business with one of her really good friends, and they became more of like a boutique agency for
both content and
social media management, specifically aimed at the female entrepreneurship industry. Really cool space. And she's dominating in that space. It's amazing. She's growing really quick. And what she said on our last call, which has led to her getting so many of these retainers, was she said, I feel super good leaving the mastermind because I came in having really scattered offers. I was doing well as a photographer. I was doing well with my brand sessions, but it just felt like it was a really big hustle. She says, I'm leaving feeling really confident because I have a simple and scalable model of business now that I am jazzed about. She has a simple offer that's also a really strong offer, and that makes it a scalable offer. And that's what she's been doing over the last 6 weeks. She's been scaling it up. She's been adding so many new people onto her client list, building new systems, hiring people. It's been beautiful to watch. So the takeaway for Ashley is the simpler and the better, the more you can simplify your offer and the more, you know, solidity and strength that offer has, that's really attractive. When you add that with simplicity in terms of it's simple to act on and it's repeatable, you can really, really scale that thing up and your business can grow quickly, which she has been doing. So shout out to Ashley. She's been killing it.
It's awesome.
Super killing it. Proud of
her.
These
are just a few, literally just a few of the wins of people that were in the six-week mastermind. If you were in the six-week mastermind, we just want to say a huge congratulations. You guys are incredible. The way you supported each other, the way you grew, the way you landed deals, the way we also celebrated successes, but also supported in failure. Like, that was so cool because it turned from people feeling like, oh, like I failed in this one thing, to then having a win literally like 3 days later because they had the support of the community to be able to help them process through that. It's so cool to be able to like walk through life all together these 6 weeks and to walk through business together. It's really, really rad, which is why actually we have an alumni call coming up, which if you
we're excited. We've never done this before.
We've never done this. This is the first time ever. But we have done 11 rounds of the 6 week Creative Rise Mastermind, and we've got 11 rounds of people who are absolutely crushing it in the creative space, who are incredible from each round. But they haven't all been on a call together.
They haven't. We haven't done anything where everyone gets to meet.
Literally never.
So we're excited.
So we are so, so pumped.
If you're listening to the podcast today, when we dropped it on Wednesday, we just sent you an email yesterday, and the call is actually on April 25th, 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. If you are a alumni, if you're a grad of the Creator Rest Mastermind, we are going to be DMing you. We're going to be getting you the link. Check your email. But we can't wait to see you there. It's going to be. It's not just a call. So we're doing a full workshop.
Like, it's
going to
be great. It's a full workshop, but so, it's for graduates of the 6-week mastermind only. So if you are not a part of that group, if you are not an alumni yet of the 6-week mastermind, but you want to be, you got to hop on the waitlist. We're running the next round of the Creator Rise Mastermind this fall. So you want to get on the waitlist, sells out every time. All you got to do is go to creativerise.com or just go to the show notes. You can jump on it. Super easy there. Totally free to be able to jump on the waitlist. You don't have to put down any money, anything like that.
And if you do, message us. Be like, hey, I just got on the waitlist. We'd love to get to know you prior to that happening so we can get to know you. That'd just be fun. So,
be great.
Guys, if this episode was helpful for you, make sure you share this episode, screenshot it, share it on your Instagram story, tag us so we can repost you and connect with you there. And if it was also helpful, send it to a friend and then also give it a 5-star rating and written review on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for the show to grow. But guys, grateful for you guys being here. $337,804.20 is an exciting number that we're celebrating. We need to go out for like a nice dinner and celebrate that on behalf of everybody.
We do.
We actually have this one Italian spot Christy and I always go to after we wrap up these masterminds. So we do need to go do that. But yeah, we're so proud of everybody in round 11. You guys killed it. We cannot wait to just continue to see you guys grow your businesses and cheer you on and be there for you and see you on the alumni call, the alumni workshop. We just really start calling it a workshop. It's going to be more than a call. And we'll see you there on the 25th. So guys, great podcast. We'll see you next week. And yeah, hope you all have a great week.
See ya.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We were so happy to have you here.
And do not forget to jump onto iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a written review. That would mean the world to us. And we'll catch you next time on the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple. Peace.